Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Sanhedrin Kuf Dalet. We begin 17 lines off the top of the Amid. Umipnei maloy manu es achos. This relates back to yesterday. On Kuf Gimel and Beis we learned that Achaz, Achazia, and the rest of the Malchai Yisrael, where it says Vaya'as ha'ra b'eini Hashem, they committed really grave misdeeds. All these individuals, lo'i chayin v'lo'i nidoinin, which the Gemara understands to mean, they will not have chelek lo'olam haba. The question is, why are they not included in that list, the listing of the first Mishnah? It mentions Yeravam, mentions others, but not those, not Achaz, etc. So one by one, Umi pnei ma loyimonu as Achaz. Why was he not included on that list? Omar Rabbi Yirmei ba'Abba, although he did forfeit his Olam Haba, but out of respect to his father and son, who were both tzaddikim, Ibnei Shemutal ben Shnei tzaddikim, because he was sandwiched, so to speak, between two tzaddikim, ben Yosam, his father who was a tzaddik, Lichizkiyo, his son, who was righteous as well, to protect their honor, he was omitted from the list. Rabbi Yosef Amar, that he really got back, he regained his chelek l'olam haba, because he expressed shame. He was embarrassed in the face of the Navi Yeshayo due to his misdeeds, and that re-earned him his chelek l'olam haba, as the Gemara in Brachas Afid Beis Amud Beis says, "Kala oisa devar avera umiz bayish boy." Even if a person commits grave sins, but he's embarrassed from a tzaddik, embarrassed from Hashem, embarrassed from his own behavior. What happens? He gets mechila, moichalin loy al kol avonosav. That's what happened. So again, Rabbi Yosef Amar, b'nei shehoyu loy b'yishes panim mishayo, because he expressed shame. He was embarrassed from Yishayo, shenemar. When Hashem sent a message with Yishayo, go tell Achaz not to worry about the armies that are coming to attack. Vayomer Hashem al Yishayo, tzeino likras Achaz ato ushar yashabot binach el ktzeyat olas habrecha al yoina el mesilas stay koyves. My koyves. What does koyves mean? You could armor, some say it's like koyvesh with a shin. He covered his face out of embarrassment. The kafshinu lapei v'chalaf, that Achaz, before passing by Yishayo, he noticed him, he covers his face and passed him by in that manner, so that he shouldn't see him, because he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed due to the things that he did wrong. We could amri, some learn, kaveis with a samach is a washer, a laundromat. Uchala the katri, uchala is a basket used by the katri, by the laundry people, full of holes where they, soak the use for the watering of the clothing. So that he found that thing lying around, and he plucked it over his head, over his face, to cover himself. Schaf areshei, he overturned it on his face, on his head. Bachalaf, and he walked by in that manner. So due to his busha, he regained his olam haba. Next question. Mipnei malo manus amen. Amen was also an unworthy king. Why is he not on that list of those who lost the olam haba? Mipnei kvoido shel Yeshayo, to protect the honor of Yeshayo, who was the son of Amen, who was a righteous man. Asks the Gemara, if that's the case, then what about Menashe? Nami lo nimnei. He shouldn't either be on the list. Mipnei kvoido shel Hezekiyo, because his father was a tzaddik, Chizkiyo, and let's protect his honor. Answers the Gemara, bro mezaki abo, abo le mezaki bro. A son gives zechus to his father. After all, the son comes from the father, so the father can draw merits off the son, but not a son of his father. Even if a father is a tzaddik, like in this case Chizkiyo, it doesn't benefit his son Menashe. Tichsiv, as we have a pasuk, v'ein miyadi matzel. And the Chacham had a drasha, they understood the pasuk as follows: ein Avraham matzel as Yishmael. Although Yishmael had a great father, Avraham, it doesn't really help him. V'ein yitzok matzel as Esav. Likewise, Esav will not be salvaged on account of Yitzchak. Okay, so that explains why we protect Amon's honor on account of his son, because a son, Yoshio, his son, gives him zechusim, as opposed to Menashe benefiting from the zechus of his father, Chizkiyo. Hashda asas lachi, now that we've come to this point, that a son can be mezake a father. Achas nami lo imne, that explains. That's another reason why Achas is not mentioned on the list, Mishum Kvedesh Chizkiyo, because his son Chizkiyo was a tzaddik. So that would be another reason for that. Umipnei man lo imonus Yoyakim. What about Yoyakim? Should also be on the list of those who lost Olam Haba. Answers the Gemara. Since he had a very embarrassing and shameful situation, that gave him kapara, that bezoyan, that shame, that embarrassment, atoned for his sins, and he regained his chedek l'olam haba. Mishum de Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Vuya, we had the story a couple of weeks ago, the Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Vuya. So Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Vuya tells us the following story about an interesting phenomenon discovered. An inscription discovered on the skull of Yoyakim. Ksiv al gulgoltei shel Yoyakim. The following script was found written on the skull of Yoyakim HaMelech. Zois, this, void acheres, this, and plus another punishment. What does that mean? So zekeinei de Rabbi Preda. So happens that Rabbi Chiya bar Avuya, who is Rabbi Preda's grandfather, he himself had personal experience. He said it was inscribed because he himself found it. Ashkach Golgolta Davashad Yibashad Yerushalayim. He discovered a Golgolis lying around the entranceway to Yerushalayim. Uksibba, and on it was inscribed the words Zois Vedacheres. He figured, okay, a Golgolis, I have to bury it, cover it. He tried burying it, but let it cover it. It was unsuccessful. It just came back out. Cover it. He tried again. Velo Yikabra, unsuccessful, came right out. Amar, he figured, okay, something very unusual. Gulgolto shel Yoyakim, and he knew, Tanakh. He says, oh, this must be the Gulgolos of Yoyakim, the Chsibba, on which it says he will not have burial. Kvuras Chamur, you cover like a donkey. Sochei v'hashteich, just tossed away. Amar, he says, but you know what? He's still a king. I have to be mechabit him on account of his position, Malku, v'lo ichshar lizazuli beit, inappropriate to be mezalzel, to leave it like this on the street. Karcha b'shiroi v'aisi b'sifsa. What did he do? He wrapped it in some sort of material. Took a nice piece of silk, wrapped it, put it in his chest. At least it won't be lying out, in the open. Chazeis advisu. His wife comes home and notices this interesting memento. Sveiraha, this is a kamaisi. She figured, this must be from his first wife. This is a kamaisi, haba. Dala kamenshila. But she can't forget. And actually, in the Gemara last time, and some bring it in as an insert in our Gemara as well, that what happened was she related to her neighbor. Look what I found. I discovered my husband's chest. And the neighbor had some interesting, input. Well, maybe it's the first wife. So she's the one who gave her the idea. Shigara tanur v'kalasa. So she stoked up the oven and she burnt She incinerated this Gilgoylus, and now it was totally burnt. This way he forgets about his first wife, supposedly. It wasn't really his first wife, it was Yoyakim. Hainuch Siv. Oh, this was in fulfillment of the script of Zoyis Vaidacheres, because he had two punishments done to him, non-burial and incineration. And because of this terrible kapara, he had his averus were cleansed and he was able to get back his olam haba. Rashi says shenu schaper, because of this fact that he was not buried, and he had all, Tani was going to bray, so Amr Abshimar ben Elazar. Okay, back to the topic of Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. Bishvil, because Chizkiyo expressed himself in a way which indicated that he was taking credit for his good deeds, he told Hashem, Atoy ve'necha asisi. Right? I did well. So that led him, that tripped him up, so to speak, that when he met Yishayo, who told him that he's going to be healed, and he gave him that good news, he didn't fully accept it. He says, Ma'ois, prove it. Show me a sign. So, because of the initial expression of Atoy Benecha Asisi, which was inappropriate, that caused him to trip up again. Avera Gereris Avera. And that, in turn, led to another problem. Because he demanded an ois, a proof, for Yishayahu's nevius, nachrim achra shulchanai. Because of that, the goyim, achra shulchanai, who guessed and ate off his table. And because of that, b'shvil shenachrim achra shulchanai, garam golos lebonim, that caused his own kids to go to golos. And this is when he was actually healed from his illness, in line with Shayo's prophecy. So the king over there, Roidach Melech Babel, we had this last time, he was so impressed, and remember the Hashem extended the prolonged the day. It was a 22-hour day, and everybody saw, and he was so impressed, and he sent a gift and a message to Chizkiyo, and Chizkiyo hosted these goyim around this table, get them to eat. And then the next thing was, because of that, he shouldn't have done that, he shouldn't have, connected to them, and because of that, his kids were taken to Golos, were taken to back to Babel. That was the Einish. And interesting, the Ben Yehuda connects the dots. What's the connection between the initial expression of Hatoy Benecha Osisi to Ma'ois, to the Goyim eating, to the children going to Golos? So he says, because of Atoy Benecha Asisi, he lost some status, and he was no longer worthy of Hashem sending him the Nebuah directly, conversing with him directly. Rather, it was by way of Yishayo Navi. Meaning, if it was done directly, if he would have spoken to Hashem directly, he would have not asked for a ois. It's only because he got it through the Navi, so he didn't, wasn't fully confident, so he asked for an ois. And because of that, Hashem made what was the ois? The ois was that on the day that he gets better, the sun will go back 10 hours, meaning it's going to be a longer day. And that led to Melech Bavel being impressed, sending his entourage, being hosted by, etc., etc. So one thing led directly to the next. Mesa'el Chizkiyah, to write to what Chizkiyah says, Damar Chizkiyah, kol mezamen, ebgichav, melusach beisei, mishamish olav. One invites a goy into his house and serves him. He's basically submitting to the guy, serving the guy. That's not a good omen. Goy reim golos labanav. Causes golos to his kids, shenemar, as per what happened with Chizkiyo. Umi banecha sheyetu mimcha, asher toilet, yikachu, vayisarisim, meichal melech Babel. Due to his action, his own children were sent out to Babel. So when he hosted them, what did he do? Vayismach aleim Chizkiyo. He showed his excitement, he was happy about their arrival. Yarem is based in Choysoy. Showed him around, gave him a personal tour of the palace. Es HaKesev, Es HaZov, Es HaBissam, Hashem HaToiv. Amarab, what's this beis nechoisei that we just mentioned? My beis nechoisei. Ishtai. Bias is typically a reference to one's home, one's wife, or is a caretaker of the home who provides the abode. So bias basically ishtai, the Gemara says, right? So ishtai, hishkasaleim, not only did he invite them and did he host them, he had his wife serve them. Rashi learns nechoisei is nikoi, like deducted, because the Chava was deducted from Adam Rishon's body. So it's a term referring to his wife. Hushmol Amar Beis Ganoz of Herlahem. He showed them all his treasures. Rabbi Yechon Amar Zayin Echel Zayin Herlahem. He showed them something really special. His axe that can break other axes, right? Such strong galvanized metal that has the Beis Nechoise means to strike. So these really strong, powerful tools that he had. Says the Ben Yehuda again, what's the purpose? Why did he do this? He invited them and he had his wife serve them, and he said he was doing it for the sake of Klal Yisrael, because he knew he had Ruach HaKodesh, that our nation is going to go into exile, into Bavel. The women are going to be captured, serve the Goyim, and they're going to loot the Jewish possessions. He figured, let me do something which will be reminiscent of that prophecy, and hopefully spare, that will sort of be a fulfillment of that prophecy, and that will spare Klal Yisrael all these troubles. So he had his wife serve like a shifcha. He showed him all his money, exposed all his money to her. This way, hopefully, he would mitigate somewhat the decree meant for Klal Yisrael. But Hashem didn't want him to do that, and actually had the opposite effect, because he now strengthened, he reinforced the power of the evil spirit, because he submitted himself to them instead of instead of controlling, he allowed himself to be submissive to them, and that actually strengthened the power of evil. Okay, so let's shift over to Megillas Eicha, which begins with Eicha Yoshva Badot. Why begin with Eicha? Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mipnei ma loku Yisrael be'Eicha. Why was Klal Yisrael struck with the word Eicha? Why was that the opening word of this Megillah describing our tragedies? Nisha Avru, what's the message? It corresponds to the Averis that Klal Yisrael did, which triggered this whole process. Nisha Loku, Nisha Avru, Al Shleshim Meshesh, Kresis Shabbatura, there are 36 sins in the Torah which generate the Einish of Kores, and they transgressed all those 36. And Eicha, in numerical value, is 36. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, why is it that we find Megillas Eicha set up according to the Aleph Beis, right? The Psukim start with Aleph Beis and so on. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Malaku Ba'Aleph Beis. Mipnei She'avra La Torah Shenitna Ba'Aleph Beis, because they ignore the Torah, which is comprised of the Aleph Beis. Eich v'yosha badot. Omer Rav, Omer b'yichna. What's the significance of badot? Alone, in solitary state. Omer b'yichna, Omer kadosh baruch, Ani yomarta v'yishken Yisrael badot. Betach badot en yakev el eretz dogon v'sirosh. Av shomav yar futol. Initially, I planned on putting Yisrael on their own pedestal, in their own world, unaffected by the Goyim, fully secure, confident. Now, alone, but in a negative way, distanced from the rest of civilization, like Mitzrayim, right? A Mitzrayim is bodad meishavai, because of their tragic state, they'll be alone, separate, and lonely. Ha'ir Abasiyam. Yerushalayim is described as a city of Rabbasiyam, which featured a constant increase in a significant increase in population. Amar Rav, Amar Yochanan, how did they bring about such a great increase in population? Shehayu Masin, they would arrange the marriages in a way which was more fruitful. Masin Ktana Legadol, Gadol Lekatan. So we know Rashi explains that the younger you are, more difficult it is to bear children, whether it's in the male side or female side. So they arranged that Iktana, a younger woman, should marry a gadol, a more mature man. This way, at least on one side, it's more prone to productivity. And the gedolei katan, likewise, they would have a gedolei marry a katan. Not speaking about the youngster, but, you know, adults, but you know, more or less mature. And this way, it would ensure a more fruitful marriage. Kadeshi lehim bonim harbi. Ha'isa ka'almana, pasuk compares Yerushalayim like a widow. What's the connection? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, ka'almana, v'loy almana mamish. Like, in a certain extent, it was like a widow, but not actually a widow, whose husband died. No return. No, in this case, husband can return very quickly. Right? Hashem can come back any second. Ela ki'isha shalach bala, din asayam. Imagine a woman whose husband left town, far away, but he's going to come back. Likewise, Hashem will return to Yerushalayim b'meir b'yameinu. Rabasi b'agoyim sarasi b'amdinas. Amar Rabban Rav Yechanan, the message here is, kol makom she'Yisrael ha'ilchem. Right? So even when you're taken to exile, kol makom she'en ha'ilchem, nasin sarim ladinim, they become very important and famous. And so even when they're taken captive, they rise to high position. Tana Rabbanu, Ma'asa b'shnei bnei Adam. In fact, it was a story. The two Jews, Shinishbu bar HaKarmel, who were taken captive in a place called Har HaKarmel, and they were being taken out to Golos. V'hoyo Shabbai Ma'alach HaChreim, and they were captive, walking behind them. Omer le'ech l'chaber. So, Reuben and Shimon walking side by side, and Reuben turns to Shimon. Omer le'ech mehem l'chaber. You know, you see this camel up ahead on the road? Gomo shamalechas lefaneinu? He's blind. Suma. Ba'achas meina? In one eye, he's blind. What else? Utunu shtei noidos. And he's loaded up with two, you know, containers. So even though he's far away, I can tell you all these things. I can tell you he's blind. I can tell you what's in the barrels. Achas shal yayin, achas shal shem. One has wine, one oil. You see those two people leading the camel? One happens to be Jewish, one is a guy. That's my report. So this guy who was what kidnapped them turns to him, he says, "Am kshei oiref, you people, you're stiff-necked people." Why? Because even when you're being taken to Golis, you still you don't lose your bearings. You're still just as wise as ever. Could you please clue me in? How in the world do you know all these things? You're standing a mile away. How do you know what the camel's up to? How do you know what's going on? Amalai, it's very simple. We know that the gamal is blind in one eye. Masab mishal for now. Take a look at the grass. He's only eating from one side. Mitzad sheroya echelas, mitzad she'en roya echelas. Only from the side that he can see. Apparently, he's blind in one eye. In terms of the load, in terms of the content, v'tuuna shtei noides achas shayin v'achas Hashem. How do we know? Well, very simple. Look at the floor. There's a drip. It's leaking. We see this wine, this oil. So although it's already embedded in the dirt, but shayin mitavtev v'shekeya, because the one that's wine is dripping and absorbed in the ground, so that's the one that must be wine. The other one is dripping, but it's still sitting on the ground because it doesn't get absorbed so quickly. So apparently, one is wine, one is oil. What else do we know regarding the ones leading it? We know that there's one yid and one guy over there because we see from their behavior the yid is more dignified than the guy. Right? When they have to tend to their needs, the guy has no problem on the road. The Yisrael different lets down, but the Yisrael goes to the side. Derech tznias. That's the way of a yid. So very simple. That's how we know these things. We're not prophets. We're just observing. Radav Achrim. So the guy ran after those people to check him out to confirm. And guess what? A matzah kedivrim was fully confirmed, and he was so impressed. But on the shakan alberation, he came. He planted a kiss on their heads. Vevian lebeisay. He brought them home. He made a party. Vaslam Suda, Gedoila, Vayimrakat Lefneim. Unbelievable. He was dancing in their honor. Va'amar, he says to them, Baruch Shebachar Bezari Shel Avram, V'nasn HaMechachmose. Blessed be Hashem, who chose the descendants of Avram, gave them immense wisdom, right? Like today, you know. Who are the ones who get the Nobel Prizes? A disproportionate amount of winners are Jews, right? Wherever they go, they become the leaders. Nas and Sarma, the name. Upatron. And there's actually a whole insert here in the Kirsan on the side that there was such much more to the story. They discovered much more about this fellow in his house. So I'll just read it quickly. They told him, while they're sitting, they said, "Well, we think that that you're the son of some advisor to the king. You're not really your father's son." So he heard that and he ran to his mother. He says, "You better tell me the truth, I'm going to kill you. Who's my real father?" So she says, "You're right. I'll tell you, my dear son, when I got married, my husband disappeared or whatever, and this other guy took over, and you're really his son." Next, he served them meat. "Well, this meat," they say, "we sense that it's dog meat. Something to do with a dog. This is a Tom of a caliph." He checked with his mother, and again he threatened her, "You better tell me the truth." She says, "I'll tell you the truth, we have we had one sheep, and she died. And the mother died. She had nowhere to nurse from, so we took the dog, and she nursed off the dog, and that's why the meat tastes like dog meat." Next, he served them wine, and he said, "Well, this wine has the tam of a mace." He went and checked with his mother. She says, "Yeah, actually, this wine was produced from grapes that grew around your father's grave." So basically, they were right on. He was so impressed, and he gave them gold and silver, and etc., etc. And the punchline is, he freed them. Upatron, Baalchu, Levatem, Lashon, they went back home as free men. The Pasuk in Eicha says, Bochay Sifke Balayla. Double cry. Shtei Bechiyas Halol Olam. What's the double cry? Amar Rabba, Amar Biechen, well-known Gemara, Echad al Churban Migdash Rishon, Ve'echad al Migdash Sheni. One is on account of the first Beis HaMigdash, one on the second Beis HaMigdash, both destroyed. Ba'layla aliske layla. What does Ba'layla mean? This was connected to nighttime activity, meaning this goes back to the story in the Midbar, when the Meraglim, the spies, came back and gave their very negative report about Yisrael, and the Klal Yisrael was so taken and started crying. Shenemar v'tisa kol eida v'yitnu es koilam v'yivku ha'am v'alayla hu. They started crying. So what does v'alayla hu mean? Amar Rabba Amar Biechen oisoy alayla, that night was Leil Tisha B'av, the night of Tisha B'av. Amar l'anach l'shvol Yisrael, Hashem was very unimpressed. He says, Klal Yisrael, look, why are you crying? The land is beautiful. This is just a wasted cry. Why do you believe the Lashon Hara? Atam bechisam. You're crying bechina shel chinam? And as a punishment, v'ani ek v'lechem chila deres, tonight will be a time of crying for generations to come because of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Another reason for balayla. Shkola b'echa balayla kodeh nishma. The Pasuk stresses it's a nighttime cry because at nighttime there's less noise out there, so the sounds carry and are heard more, and Yerushalayim cries at night, meaning hoping that others will hear and have compassion. Another reason for balayla, when one cries at night, the stars and the mazolis take part in that experience and cry with him. At night, again, you hear things clearly, and it's a little bit more of a morbid type of conducive to crying. You hear somebody cry, you cry along with him. There was a story with a woman, a neighbor of Rabbi Gamliel. Shechente Shem Gamliel, Shemei's bina, unfortunately, her son died. And she spent nights crying. Shemar Gamliel Koila. So he heard a voice, Ebacha Kenegda, and he cried along. Ashenashru Risa Enam, until his eyelids or eyelashes just doubled over or fell out because of the crying lamachar. The next day his talmidim saw, he killed by talmidim, they saw something amiss. And they realized what was causing it. They figured, let us quickly take care of this before he gets it again the next night. But Yom Mishkinosai, they had her move away so he doesn't have to experience it again. But the Masa Alechya, her tear is on her cheek. Omar Rav, Omar Biechanan, Lechya, says Rashi, is like lach, moist, youth. She's crying over her lost husband of her youth. Ki'isha Shaboicha, like a woman crying al Baal Nureya. Shenemar, and that connects to Klal Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash. V'shchina Shenemar, Eli, cry out, Kipsulu Chagura Sak al Baal Nureya. So likewise, the crying on Tisha B'Av is on account of losing the opportunity to be with our Hashem Yisborach, Baal Nurim. Hoyitzer El Reish. Klal Yisrael's detractors, enemies, will rise to high position. Amar Rav, Amar Biyachanan. Kol HaMeitzer LeYisrael Nasa Reish. Whoever antagonizes, whoever was sent by Hashem to challenge us, look throughout history. They weren't, nobodies. They were all as crazy as they were. Hitler, Machshem, all these people were total maniacs. Nasa Reish. Somehow, somewhere they were voted in, they became leaders. And Rashi explains what was the reason for this. Hashem could have, sent anybody. It's out of covet, out of respect to Klal Yisrael. Yeah, the Marsha. And it's a Tesis and Chagiga. He says it's Lema'alas Yisrael. It's to honor us. Right? If it has to come about, let it at least be coming about through a dignified person, a person of high position, rather than a lowly, nobody man. Shenemar, we have a pasuk, Kiloy mu'af la'shar mutzak lo ka'es harishon hekel arzo zvulun v'arzo naftoli v'achan hichpeder chayam eiver hayarden glil ha'goyim. Amar Rav, Amar Biechanan. What does the pasuk mean? Kiloy mu'af la'shar mutzak lo kalametikli Yisrael ein oyef. When a guy, a leader, was sent to distress us, chas v'shalom, if he doesn't tire, he just keeps on going. Irrationally, because that's his mission. He was sent by Hashem to do that. Lo alechem kol eivrei derech. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, addressing, the passerby, it shouldn't come to you. I don't wish my tragedy on you. Amar Rav, Yechanan, interesting point. Amar Rav Yechanan, mekan lekuvlanam and atoyer, we learn from here, that when one has to speak about a personal tragedy, he should always say, it should not befall on you. There's always a concern that perhaps the words will have an effect. You say, Lo Aleichem, today we do that, right? Chas v'shalom, when a person has to, Chas v'shalom, right? If a person has to make reference to something tragic, you say, Chas v'shalom, you say, right? What does Chas v'shalom mean? Chas means Hashem should have compassion, should protect. V'shalom, we should only have peace. Or we say, Lo Yaleinu, it shouldn't befall us. Lo Yalechem, it shouldn't befall you. Kol Eivrei Derech. What does that mean? Amar Amram, Amar Rav. Asuni Kol Eivrei Ados. I was treated like those people of Sdaim who were struck by fire. Dilu B'Sdaim, Ksiv. Because by Sdaim it says, Hashem Himter Al Sdaim. Right? They got rained down. Gophers of Eish, right? Fire. Vilu Yishlaim Ksiv. Likewise, in Yishlaim it says, Mimarim Shalach Eish. Hashem sent a fire. Batzmoy Saver Dena. Huksiv. We have another pasuk in Eicha. Vayigdal Avinas Ami Mechatas Stoim. The sin of Yishlaim was even greater. It surpassed in its gravity the level of Stoim's sin. So the question is, why was not Yishlaim overturned? Vichimasi Pani Mesh Bedavar. If in fact the chet of Yishlaim was greater, so why did Hashem forgive it? Amar Rav, Amar Yechanan, Midi Yisera, Hayti B'Yerushalayim. Although their sins were greater, but they had a mala. It was something that Yerushalayim had that Stein did not. Hachnosas Urchem. Chesed, generosity, that saved them. Shloisa b'stayim. Dil b'stayim k'siv b'stayim. They were haughty, prideful, wealthy, uninterested in sharing a piece of bread. Hine ze haya avin stayim. Right? Institutionalized stinginess. Achoysach goin siv aslechem v'ad oni v'evin. A penny to tzedakah never. Lo yachzik. Dil b'shlayim k'siv. Despite their poverty, despite the tzoras they went through, b'shasti, even b'shasti korban, when they had to compelled to eat the flesh of their kids, they shared it with a neighbor. Yidei noshim rachmonis bishu yaldeim, and they would share it. Silo kalavira bira yashem bekirbi. What does silo kalavira mean? Describes the destruction that Hashem wrought on Yerushalayim. Adam shem chaver, like a person tells his friend, nifsal matbeazu. Oh, this coin was disqualified. Nifsal means crushed, pressed. Hashem crushed all the limbs. They were no longer recognizable. Potzol IPM Amarava Marbiachna Bishvil Mahigdim Pelaayin. If you look at the sequence of the Psukim, which are based on the Aleph Beis system, so aside from the first Perek of Eicha, where it's in order, starting from Perek Beis, the Pe and the Ayin are reversed. Instead of ayin pei, it's pei ayin. Bishvil ma higdim pei la ayin. Why? Bishvil miraglim. Sh'amr b'fiyem. Mashalor b'yneim. Hinting to the chet of the miraglim, which was the forerunner, right, like we said before, of this whole tragic chain of events. And they spoke pei, expression, verbal expression, mashalero, what they didn't bother seeing. They misdescribed Eretz Yisrael. Right, so the ayin is the ayin, the pe is the pe. We have a pasuk in Tehillim. Oich le ami achlu lechem Hashem lekaro. Amar Rava again, name Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon call ha'ichem lechem sheYisrael time time lechem. The guy rob our bread, it tastes like good bread. V'she'ein ha'ichem lechem sheYisrael, ain't a time time lechem, but just plain bread doesn't taste as good as, right? Hashem sends them and gives them satisfaction, chas v'shalom, to bring about our kapara. Hashem lekaro. And this all happened because they didn't call out to Hashem. Who's that? Who failed to connect to Hashem? Who failed to express loyalty to Hashem? Who abused their position of authority? Rav Amar, Ela Dayanim. The judges, Jewish judges, who lacked integrity. Shmuel Amar, Ela Melamed Tinaikis. The teachers of the children, who perverted their position, who perverted their job, who, as she says, they did melachtam remia, they were not committed the way they're supposed to be. Okay, back to the Mishnah, that list of individuals who lost their chelk al haba. Right, we have the three kings and the four mimonon. Who was in charge of compiling the list? Amar b'Ashi, great people who knew the ins and outs of secrets of creation. Anshe Knesset Agdela Menom, the people from Knesset Agdela who were Nevi'im. They certainly knew what's what and who's who. I'm going to read them Rav. Actually, they wanted to add a fourth name. Bikshu Oid Lumnei Se'echa. They wanted to add another king. You know who? Shlomo HaMelech. Believe it or not, because he was involved with the Nashim Nachriyos. He married foreign women and a daughter of Parai. And inasmuch as the Gemara in Shabbos says, don't even bother attributing sin to Shlomo, whoever even thinks for a second that Shlomo HaMelech was a sinner, you should know he's making a grave mistake. But at the same time, the Pasuk does refer to him as doing something inappropriate, a Rabbi Ni Hashem, and Farshim explained there was some sort of element of Chilul Hashem, because it was, you know, the way it was perceived by people. In any case, that would be reason enough for him to lose Chelek L'Maba. Unbelievable. But he was saved from that. He was kept off the list. And was saved from that, you know, unfortunate, you know. Why? Bad mus tukyone shel aviv. How did this happen? David HaMelech, right? The form of David HaMelech arrived at the Anshe Knesset Agdola, he laid himself out in front of them, begging them, They should not include him on the list. And they ignored him. V'loish kichu alei. Bo'ish v'ashamayim. A fire comes from heaven. V'licha ish b'sif salem. And starts eating away at their benches to indicate that they were making a big mistake. V'loish kichu alei. And they ignored it. Yotza baskel v'amalem. And the baskel calls out. How could you even suggest that Shlomi HaMelech loses chelek l'olam bo chazisa ish mo'ar b'malachtoi v'nei melachim yisiyatza ba yisiyatza v'nei chashruchim, which means Misha Igdim Besi Lebesa. Shlomi HaMelech, who hurriedly built the Beis HaMikdash in a big rush. In fact, he did Hashem's house before his own house. That's called Ish Moir B'Malachtai. Well, not only that, Ela Shebesi Bana B'Shev Hashanim, he expedited the construction job. He did it in barely 7 years. B'Beis Bana Shlesh Hashan, his own palace, took him 13 years. Because on that he lingered. So he was Zariz in the Bini Beis HaMikdash. He certainly will be included with the kings in Gan Eden, as opposed to the ones saturated in darkness in Gehenna. No way. Of course he's, and they ignore the Baskel. It's a Baskel bone until the next Baskel came out and said, Hameimcha Yishalmeno ki ma'astab. Well, right, you have to choose, pick and choose. Who is an Olam Haba candidate? It was not. It's all Hashem's decision. And Hashem chose and decided that, of course, Shlomi HaMelech has a Chelek Olam Haba. Interesting, the Ben Yehuda, again, has a novel pshat. Why would they even consider putting him on the list? And so he says like this, of course they knew. They knew good and well that Shlomi HaMelech was of high stature, he's a tzaddik, well, Ruach HaKodesh, of course he. But they were concerned that perhaps the ordinary folk would misunderstand. The Pasuk says, Vayas HaRabi Ni Hashem, and they'll equate it to the other Rishayim. No different. And the other ones, where it also has the same, you know, expression, HaRabi Ni Hashem. They won't realize the difference, huge difference. Yeah, it's the same expression, but infinitely apart. You know, Shlomi HaMelech was just some sort of nuance of the fact that he was doing the getting involved with the women there, but it was no comparison to the right. So to clarify this, to eliminate this misconception, they initially suggested that he be put on this list. Okay, so he's a candidate for forfeiture of Olam Haba, and that triggered, that perpetuated this whole process of David HaMelech coming and the Baskel and all that, and clarifying and publicizing to all, for all to see, reinstating his position, putting him in the right light, in the right frame, so that everybody sees, look, the miracle is happening, this fire is up, for sure, Shlomi HaMelech, not to talk about, is beyond our comprehension. He's not what we thought he was. He's a big tzaddik and a big everything, and you know, we put the topic to rest. Okay, now despite the fact that in our Mishnah we have a list of a couple of people who lost their Olam Haba, we have a dissenting view. We have an opposing view. Darshei Rishumos. Rashi says Darshei Rishumos are Darshei Pesukim, Chachamim who were experts in the Psukim, Hayu Aimrim, they disagreed. According to them, they're all reinstated. Kulon, Boin, Olam Haba, even Yeravam, Achav, and Manasseh, ultimately will have Olam Haba. And the Ben Yehuda once again explains, Pshat, why in the Mishnah they're excluded. And that's to give them Kapara, to highlight their deficiencies, to publicize their wrongdoings, to give them Kapara, to give them embarrassment, and that in itself was reason to bring them back to Olam Haba. Unbelievable. Shenemar, look at the Pasuk in Tehillim, which covers all these individuals. Li Gilad, Vilu Menashe, Vefraim, Moiz Roishi, Yudim Chakiki, Moiz Sirachzi, Aladim Ashlech Nali, Olai, Peleshes, Hisroi Oi. As follows. Li Gilad means Achav, Zeachav, who was taken down in a place called Rames Gilad. That's where he died. Shenaf of Rames Gilad, and that death is a kapara to bring him back. The word Menashe, that's Menashe, Kemashmoy, right? the king Menashe, Ephraim, Moiz Roshi, who's that? So Yeravam, that's referring to Yeravam, the Kaasim, Ephraim, comes from Shevet Ephraim. Yehuda Mechaykiki, who's that? Zachar Teufel, comes from Shevet Yehuda, comes from Yehuda. And the Marshal explains, because he had a great Talmud, David HaMelech, he was Zechat El Habo. Moyev Sirachzi, who's that? Zagei Chazi, Shalok Al Iske Rechitza. He was punished because the whole story of Elisha the Navi telling Naaman to go rinse himself off and cleanse himself from the leprosy. He didn't want to take payment for it, but Yechzi went and took payment. Because of that, he got tzaras and he got this punishment. But because of the tzaras that he had, that in itself was reason to give him kapara, to give him back the Olam Haba. And then we have Al Edom, Ashlech Nali. Who's that? Is that Doyeg HaAdoimi? That's Doyeg HaAdoimi. And Nali means I'll bring him back into Gan Eden, into Olam Haba. The end of the pasuk is Olai Peleshes Hisroi Oi. What is that? Omru Malach Hashos Mekash Boch. Malachim turn to Hashem. How could you do that? How could you allow Doyeg and Achitefel back into the fold? Rabbi Mishlom, Im Yavai David, Shoreg Es HaPlishti, Vorish Es Ponecho, Gas. Imagine David Melech comes to you, Hashem. The one who killed the Plishti, the one who captured Gas, and complains to you. How could you allow Doyeg and Achitefel, who did me in, who hated me? How could you allow them back in? How are you going to appease him? Amalan Hashem says, His Roy O'i, Olaila, Soysen, Rim, Zelazer, don't worry, I'll make them friends again, I'll reconcile it and restore the peace. And according to this approach, all these individuals, even the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, all regained the Rechelik, La'ilm Haba. Okay, so just back to the beginning of the daf, we had many malachim who, according to this opinion, lost their chelek al habah. And why were they not mentioned in the Mishnah? We have various reasons, out of covet for their kids, or we discussed Chizkiah, the way he spoke to Hashem, and that led to a chain reaction. We discussed many psukim in Megillas Eicha. It starts with the word Eicha, 36, against the 36 krisos. The aleph beis in the arrangement of the psukim correspond to the Torah, that they were over the pay before the ayin because of the miraglim who spoke too soon. That caused a bechia, which was a bechia l'doiris on the night of Tisha B'av. We spoke about the goyim who are appointed as leaders before they come and antagonize us. Hoytzer el roish, out of respect to Klal Yisrael. We spoke about Klal Yisrael wherever they are, not losing their status, not losing their intellectual edge, which even the guy was impressed with, and ultimately sent him away, freed him. We learned about the Averis of Yerushalayim. However, saving grace was their generosity, which put them at a better place than Stoim. We learned about the Anshak Nesak Doila, and the whole story about Shlomo HaMelech, and finally the Shita, which says that all, even these Malachim, have regained their Chelek L'Olam Haba. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rav.